Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Baba Basra, 113. Pagination is 226. We're starting from the fifth line on the topic of inheritance. And we're being introduced to a concept that in inheritance, there are two dimensions. One is the granting of inheritance to somebody, which can be done in a variety of ways. A person can die and the inheritance is granted. There's also a concept of during his lifetime, he grants an inheritance. There's a concept of gifting, like by a shchiv meira, different ways that a person can grant property. Tani Rabba Bar Chanina Kamedu Rav Nachman. Rabba Bar Chanina taught in front of Rav Nachman, based on the pasuk v'haya b'yamanchilo es banov, it will be on the date that he grants inheritance to his children and he wants to choose who gets the inheritance. The father likes one child over the other. But from the word b'yom, on the day that he grants the inheritance, we learn b'yom atamapel nachalos, during the day you can grant nachalos, v'yatamapel nachalos b'laylo, and you can't grant inheritance at night. So, as we'll see in a moment, the principle over here is that if three people would come in to visit the sick person, if it's at night, the only thing they can do is write up his wishes because they're witnesses. But if it's during the day, they would actually be able to rule as a bezdin based on what they heard from him. Amalei Abaye, Abaye asked, Elamayata, according to your concept that you can't grant inheritance during the night, and you're telling me it's biyom hanchilo, specifically during the day, then deshachib bimamahu deyarsi leibnei, man deshachib belel yalo yarsi leibnei. Are you telling me that if a person would die at night, his children aren't going to inherit him? You have this principle of biyom hanchilo, when he will grant the inheritance. Well, dying is one of the ways that a person grants the inheritance. What kind of drosha is this? And he answered, dilma din nachalos ko amrit. Apparently what you're trying to tell me is the judgment of inheritance. And when a person of his own volition is granting an inheritance-type gift. So this discussion is going to pertain to biyom hanchilo, that the judgment of such a thing can only happen by day. D'tanya, v'haysa l'vnei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat, it shall be to the Jewish people as a judgment, ora kol ha'parsha kula lios din. What we're being told is that the entire section of inheritance is like a judgment. Uchud Rav Yehuda, the Amar Rav Yehuda, as Rav Yehuda taught, Shalosha shenechnosu levakeres achole. If three people come in to visit a sick person, Ratzu kosvim, Ratzu osim din. They have a choice. If it's daytime, they can either write it up, making themselves witnesses, or they can do a judgment based on what they heard, because it's daytime, and you're allowed to judge such things during the daytime. Shanayim, if there are only two visitors, kosvim ve'inosim din, they can only write it up, that's their only choice. You can't do a judgment, because there are not three of them. Ve'omer Rav Chista, and Rav Chista taught, lo shanu ela b'yom. This can only happen during the day that they have the choice to be judges. Of a Balaila, but if they would go in at night, indeed, he could go ahead and declare his desires and his gifts, but the binding nature of it with Bezdin, Paskening, how it's going to happen, that could only happen by day, and therefore, Balaila, Afilu Shlosha, even if there are three of them, Kosrim Ve'enosim Din, you would write it up, you would not make a judgment. My Taima, why? Da'avaluhu Edim. Because if it's happening at night, then the best they can do is be witnesses. They can't be judges because you can't judge at night. Ve'in eid na'asa dayin, and now that they are witnesses, because it's happening at night, they can't in the morning switch it and become the dayanim. Amalei in hachinamiko amina, and he answered, yeah, that's exactly what I meant, that it's talking about the act of judgment on inheritance. Rashbam explores a similar type of situation if the Beis Din sees the new moon, but it's nighttime, so they can't be mekadesh it, but they witnessed it at night. What happens now when they want to be mekadesh it during the day, and they're not able to simply, based on what they saw at night, simply be mekadesh it during the day? Instead, some of the people who witnessed it have to remove themselves from the Beis Din and say the testimony, and they get cross-examined as a pair of Edim would be questioned by Beis Din, and based on that dynamic, you're able to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Again, the concept that a person, as he's witnessing it, if it's at night, is not able to judge on it, and then when the morning comes, he's not able to do the judgment based on what he received during the nighttime. And that's what's referred to over here. The judgment on the inheritance cannot happen at night, and therefore they would write it up, and there would be judges who would rule on it when it turns day. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.